This is the message delivered by Reverend Osamu Ando on September 11th, 2022. The title of the sermon is Satisfaction as the Gift of God. The scripture passage is from Book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 9 through 13. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verses 9 through 13 reads, "What do workers gain from their toil? I have seen the burden God has laid on the human race. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. I know that there is nothing better for people than to be happy and to do good while they live, that each of them may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all their toil. This is the gift of God." Good morning, everyone. When I delivered a sermon here last year, as soon as the sermon was over, Pastor Hon said to me on the podium, "Please come to speak to us again next year. This message is an unfinished series of sermons, isn't it?" 2 years ago, I spoke about my salvation and baptism, and last year, I talked about my vocation and devotion. By request, I'd like to speak today about my life as an evangelist. The seminary where I studied had 1 year of the preparatory course and 3 years of the regular course. And I started from the regular course, fortunately, but in the middle of my third year, I ran out of money that I had saved over 5 years before coming to the seminary. Fortunately, the church I was serving back then prepared a scholarship for those who wanted to become evangelists, so I was able to receive it and continue my study. But for me, the Lord was planning another test in addition to the seminary graduation test. One day, just before I graduated, I received a phone call. It was a call from my elder sister in Kagoshima, who was serving as a Catholic sister. She said, "Osamu, Fukiage's house, that is my home, caught fire, and all the belongings Osamu left behind were also burned. It was a surprise for me, of course, but unexpectedly, within minutes, a joy welled up in my heart. It was the joy of, I'm being changed." In a message from 2 years ago, I said I grew up in a family that wasn't rich, but it wasn't that poor either. Maybe that's why I cherished things, or rather, I had a strong obsession with things. But when I lost everything in the fire, I thought it would be a pity that I would never be able to get my hands on the photos again. But rather than a pity, as the Lord said in Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 through 33, "So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." I had no anxiety because of my assurance that the Lord would provide for me what I need to live, if the Lord needs me. This is why I had a joy. I'm being changed. The Lord is changing me as His own. The group of my church belonged within the United Church of Christ in Japan. Came from the Holiness Church group. On the day of the graduation from the seminary, the graduation ceremony and the dispatch ceremony were held simultaneously. The graduating students were informed of which churches they were going to be dispatched to on the same day for the first time. I was born in Kagoshima, so I kind of expected to go to the south of Japan. But I was dispatched to Omisawa Church in Misawa of Aomori Prefecture, north of Honshu. This church was pastored by a pastor who was over 90 years old. Since it had only about 30 members in the church, it was difficult to support two pastors. Since I could not live on my salary alone, I was to go to the church members' home to have meals, and I lived in a room on the bottom of the church tower. Since I went to the seminary by leaving at home all I gained while working for 5 years that had been burned off, all I had was my beddings, books I studied in seminary, some used books that I collected. So this small room was enough for me. Fortunately, my salary doubled, and in my second year, my teacher at the seminary arranged my marriage. So this is my partner, who at that time was an evangelist at Koigakubo Christian Church of the same Japan Alliance Christ Church as Megumi Church. When I was a seminary student, I used to sing solo at group conferences and conducted student choirs. So my teacher, who loved singing praises, must have remembered me. Also, he seemed to have been concerned about the fact that the daughter of a member of his church had become an evangelist and she was still single. He thought this daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Ishitani and me might match, and I was able to meet her. It would be best to ask my wife, Yoshie, about her feelings that she had when she met me for the first time, but she seemed to have decided the person to get married to should be the one who would do his best for the work of the Lord without possessing anything. So I did not have anything. Maybe I was a perfect fit. The church welcomed her with pleasure and built an extended floor for us on top of the kindergarten building next to the chapel, which had been closed for some time. Nearly 2 years later, we had our first child. The people of the church were very kind to us, but I think Yoshie must have felt lonely and helpless. At this time, my parents-in-law had gone to Egypt on the work of JICA. So instead, her sister-in-law, now a member of Megumi Church as well, Yoko Ishitani, rushed to Misawa with her youngest daughter and taught me how to take care of the baby, from how to put the baby in the bath while she stayed with us overnight. She was really a strong support for us. I had mentioned this because it is an event that connects us to this Megumi Church. I think I was one who had a fellowship with Mr. and Mrs. Seino earlier than anyone else here. My father-in-law's work in JICA moved to Indonesia after Egypt. My parents-in-law were attending a service at the Japanese Christian Fellowship in Indonesia, and at that time, Mr. and Mrs. Seino were serving as missionaries in Indonesia. And my parents-in-law invited me to travel to Indonesia. Then my father-in-law asked me to bring some films for evangelism when I came to Indonesia. I heard that Mr. and Mrs. Seino will come to the airport in Indonesia as well to pick them up. So I put the films on the top of the bag so that they could be handed over to Mr. and Mrs. Seino immediately. However, it was difficult to bring such films into Indonesia, a Muslim country. Although they would not be confiscated, my father-in-law was worried that I, who did not understand the language, would be embarrassed and confused by being taken to the interrogation room. But just as I was putting the bag with the films on the stand for security inspection, the airport lights went out. A power outage at the airport would have been unthinkable, but I'm sure the Lord did it out of pity on me. During the outage, I pushed the bag forward and put another bag on the inspection table. Then I passed the baggage inspection with no problem. The Lord was with me and helped me. The trip in Indonesia started with such a miraculous event. For the next 2 weeks, Mr. and Mrs. Seino took me to various parts in Indonesia. Even though I had just met them for the first time, it was a truly memorable trip. It is precisely because of this relationship in Indonesia between my parents-in-law and Mr. and Mrs. Seino that when Mr. and Mrs. Seino assumed their post as pastor of Megumi Church, my parents-in-law also transferred to Megumi Church. And my parents-in-law are now resting in Chapel Pisgah. And I am also participating in the fellowship here at the Megumi Church because of my relationship with my parents-in-law, Ruizo and Mary Ishitani. As evangelist says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 12, there is nothing better for people than to be happy and to do good while they live. Do you feel the same? Are you happy now? What do you feel happy about? Is it for eating and drinking, as in verse 13? Eating and drinking is to sustain our lives. To do so, we have to work. But the evangelist says in verse 9, what do workers gain from their toil? And verse 13, that each of them may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all their toil. Yes, if it is in a different time, it can become a toil rather than satisfaction. In my hometown, Kagoshima, there is a statue at Sakurajima Furusato of a poem written by Fumiko Hayashi, which says, "The life of a flower is short, and there are many sufferings. When God gives it, life becomes only a lot of sufferings if you miss the chance. For me, failing the entrance exam to Tokyo University of the Arts would have been painful if I hadn't become a Christian. As Paul says in Romans chapter 1, verse 17, "For in the gospel of the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith." If I had not sought God's righteousness and deepened my faith, the loss of all my possessions by fire at home would have been only the suffering. But the verse 11 says, "He has made everything beautiful in its time." When we grab a chance of a time given by God, we will find happiness in what others think toil. When we know God's will and obey His leading, even if the burden God has laid on the human race were to become a toil, we would like our faith to be deepened so as to receive it as God's gift. If you do so, the word in verse 13, "find satisfaction in all their toil," that is, the gift of God, really becomes your own. As Paul says in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 19, "It is brought by this love of Christ that surpasses our knowledge." Let us pray.